At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Another very interesting piece in the Karen Reed case is just some of the testimony that we've seen in the last week or two. Specifically, firefighter Kate McLaughlin, the defense of Karen Reed, trying to paint her into a corner of you can't believe a word this woman says because we have some pictures of her that may not line up with how she described a relationship with Caitlin Elpert, one of the homeowners of the property where this all took place. But before we get to the let's tear this down, let's take a look at some of the testimony from Kate McLaughlin talking about her relationship with Caitlin Elpert and exactly what that may or may not be.
Ms. McLaughlin, who's Caitlin Elpert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Elpert.
Somebody named Caitlin Elpert?
I went to high school with somebody named Caitlin Elpert.
So do you know Caitlin Elpert?
I do.
You're friends with Caitlin Elpert?
I would say more acquaintances, not close friends.
Did you get deception there at all, or was she really just kind of truly describing, you know, what this relationship is? Was she downplaying it?
Yeah. So the first thing that jumped out at me was somebody known, somebody's name. Mm-hmm. So she's her first reaction is distancing.
Yeah.
So people generally aren't trying to lie. They're doing all they can to bend around having to tell a lie. So mm-hmm. That's where we get word modifiers, we get distancing words, we get word bridging. There's a lot of things when we do statement analysis that talks about different things people will do to avoid telling a lie. People do not like telling lies. Doesn't mean they're not being deceptive, but they don't like telling lies. And so I think that's what we saw right there. We saw her attempting to distance herself from that individual.
It's an interesting choice of words because if someone to ask me, you know, did you go to school with so-and-so? And if I didn't really know them very well, I don't think I'd be choosing the words of, I went to school with someone named so-and-so. I might be like, yeah, I think I kind of remember them, or yeah, they were in my class, or, you know, something. It just seems like a bit much, like overplayed of, I know someone named that. I don't know. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean a lie is trying to be told either.
Absolutely. It's objectifying the individual by distancing themselves from the individual. It's very much like, you know, way back when Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
The word that, objectifying the human being and distancing. And
yeah.
So we're seeing the same thing here. We're seeing a distancing using the language of, I went to high school with someone named.
Mm-hmm.
Someone named is not, it's someone intentionally trying to distance themselves from the individual and knowledge of the individual.
A lot of people heard Karen Reed say, I hit him that night. And Kate McLaughlin is certainly one of them. Here's her account of what took place at that property.
She answered who the patient was, his birthday. I think she answered the maybe some of those initial medical questions that I asked. She was, but as I said, she's very distraught. She was kind of moving around the scene a little bit. So I was like just kind of following her. And then we came to a stop at one point, and I continued to ask her. Or I asked one more question.
What was that one more question?
So at that point, I asked her if there had been any significant trauma that happened before this.
What, if anything, did she say?
So she said, I hit him. She repeated it. There was a woman standing across from her who I believe at that point said, you're hysterical. You need to calm down. You're hysterical. She repeated, I hit him. And there was a police officer who was in that vicinity kind of with us who replied, you what? She repeated it one more time. And that officer then signaled to somebody, get Goody down here, which I'm assuming would be the sergeant.
So, very interesting. She makes this claim. And again, she's not the only one that's making this claim, but the more people, it's like whack-a-mole. The more moles they can whack down that are making that claim on the part of defense, the better off they're going to be, which is why we're going to hear in our next clip, they're saying that that she perjured herself about the relationship. Before we get to that, how powerful is it that she's saying that she heard this amongst many others saying that they heard this?
I think it is very powerful, and I think it's very accurate as well. You know, when you have a lot of people that heard her say, I hit him, you know, it's very believable, and I think there's a lot of veracity there. I don't debate that she said it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, she also highlighted that she, and someone even said, you know, you're hysterical, you're emotional distress, and you know, all these things play into the mm-hmm. statements that are going to come out of your mouth, as well as, you know, what kind of alcohol is still in the system. You know, she was obviously in a lot of trauma at the time as well. Only thing I can really relate this to for the audience is when the horrendous situation happens from time to time that there's an officer involved shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the FBI, we have those things happen as well. The first thing you're told to do is not to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because our brains do not process the information accurately at that moment because of the emotional turmoil and stress we're going through. You know, you are then given time to, you know, they make the situation safe. They take care of whatever medical needs there are, both for you and whoever was injured. I mean, all these things are taking place. But at the same time, no one makes statements during the first minutes after because of just this, the emotional hijacking that's going on, the trauma, all these things. Our brains are a jumble at that point.
Yeah.
And so nothing that comes out is really, really a good thing for anyone. And so it's all about, let's calm down. Let's get our brains back engaged, get the cognitive thought process engaged. All the emotional hijacking is then flooded back out, you know, and so that's why I think she said those things, but the accuracy of those things from her own context and her own perception, her own reality, that's what I think is suspect because of the time in which she said it.
The reality, I think you're exactly right, of the Karen Reed situation is In the fog of war, essentially, is what we're talking about in those moments right after all these things happened. And if you are blackout drunk and your brain doesn't even have the data and you return to the spot where you last saw the person that you care about, they did appear to be in some sort of argument at that moment because of the voicemails that we heard. But again, it's just, it's an argument. It's a disagreement. And then suddenly you realize, oh my God, he's on the ground and very likely dead. It's not a far stretch as you're trying to put those puzzle pieces together that your brain doesn't have to go, oh my God, I hit him. Whether you did or not, whether you know you did or not, you are just trying to process and you're processing aloud. So does that necessarily equate to a confession? I don't think it really does, but it equates to someone trying to put those puzzle pieces together. And exactly why you said, you don't talk in those moments because you want to let yourself absorb those things before you just start saying things aloud.
And especially if you're the type of personality, and I don't know her personality, and I'd be good, you know, if they're going to have psychologists in here talking about these types of things that are going on in the brain in those moments. Because if you are the type of individual that is a fixer, you know, as we call them in society, you know, they're the fixers that are, they're the people that are trying to make things better. Yeah. They assume a lot of the guilt of situations around themselves. They have their own remorse over an argument they just had. We tend to absorb and take responsibility for anything that went wrong, even though we weren't responsible for it, especially in those moments, especially with all the other things that are going on psychologically, chemically. You know, that's why we just need to be quiet, talk to rational, reasonable people to calm us down, and then we have a discussion, dialogue. So I would be surprised if defense doesn't bring in, you know, someone to talk expertly about those kind of things, because they definitely play into it.
Here's the defense attorney for Karen Reed now trying to basically say that Kate McLaughlin perjured herself when talking about the relationship that she had with Caitlin Albert, the homeowner.
Late last night, we received another photo where Katie McLaughlin and Caitlin Albert are standing next to each other in a photo at a baby shower in June of 2021, about 8 months before John O'Keefe's death. It's very clear to us that Katie McLaughlin perjured herself. And I wanted to discuss the issue of the admissibility of not only the photographs that we're now providing that we just received over the weekend.
Now, does that mean she perjured herself? I mean, I get they're defense attorneys. They're doing their job as vigorously as they can to defend their client. But if it's an acquaintance and it's a smaller community and you're all kind of in the same circle of folks, it's not very unlikely that they wouldn't end up at a baby shower together. It's not very unlikely that at a baby shower, you're going to get pictures taken with people you are really just kind of acquaintances with. So just to say you were, because you're standing next to someone in a picture at a birthday party, it doesn't mean you're besties. It doesn't mean you even like communicate outside of that party. You may just have the conversation right there and then because you're acquaintances. Is it a stretch for them to try and say that she perjured herself? But again, you have that initial testimony that we just watched where it almost looked like she was really trying to walk back truly, you know, how much she knew her.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to use big words to attack her credibility.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, they're going to use big inflammatory words like that as long as as long as they don't get lambasted and backed by the judge or the prosecution, you know, with an objection over the use of the term. Because if they don't, well, then it's effective.
Yeah.
because what's the jury here?
Yeah, exactly.
They said it for the benefit of the jury.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll see how well that plays.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.